Maulana Rumi was a 13th century Sufi mystic, and his poetry is so loved, he is still the best-selling author in the 21st century. Rumi was born September 30th in the year 1207 in Balkh City in Persia, now northern Afghanistan. Why is Rumi still so popular? Because his poems share of the ache of longing, the pain of separation, the joy of union when one arrives home as union with the divine. Rumi was a well-educated religious scholar, a Persian spiritual teacher, and trained in Islamic law, who treated women as equals by accepting them as students, which was unheard of at that time. Rumi taught through Persian literature and his poems. Most of Rumi's poems was about his devotion for his spiritual teacher, Shams Tabriz. Rumi's deep love and devotion for his spiritual teacher caused issues among his spiritual community and family. This immense depth of a spiritual bond between them is what caused the outpouring of all these poems, in which Rumi refers to his spiritual teacher as the Beloved. Even though Rumi knew Islamic law and spirituality, he was looking his whole life for a teacher to take him to a higher level that would offer firsthand experience of union with the divine and have the actual mystical experience, which is what Shams Tabriz did for Rumi, and he was forever grateful. Rumi, in his late 30s, was at the top of his career, yet he was lonely, for he lacked a deep friend or guide with whom he could learn more, for he still felt incomplete. It is possible that Shams Tabriz provided Rumi with a psychedelic mushroom or ethnogenic plant brew, for this would explain Rumi's radical transformation in his life and such allegiance to his teacher. When Rumi first met Shams Tabriz, the first 2 months they stayed together in seclusion, and during this time, Shams Tabriz taught Rumi esoteric teachings and possibly provided ethnogenic plant brews in order for Rumi to have mystical experiences of union with the divine. After Rumi met Shams Tabriz, the outpouring of all the poems came like a floodgate had opened up. Rumi's outer life completely changed, and the poems showed that he indeed had a mystical experience that caused the transformation. Shams Tabriz was his beloved teacher and saw him as God in physical form, who had revealed inner secrets to Rumi. Rumi's family and students never understood why he was so devoted to Shams Tabriz, which later caused jealousy. Rumi gave all his praise and free time to Shams Tabriz. It ended up getting so difficult that Shams left quickly and went back to Damascus, which was the spiritual gathering place at that time where mystics, scholars, and spiritual teachers lived and hosted lectures of all kinds on spirituality. After Shams had left Konya, where Rumi lived, Rumi was heartbroken that his spiritual teacher had left him. This is where Rumi started his spiritual path. Here is a poem Rumi wrote after Shamas Tabriz had left. You took abode in my heart and soul, finally. You made them both crazy, finally. Oh heart, I was trying to keep you busy, but you remembered that fairy tale, finally. Shamas Tabriz, you made every particle wise and luminous, finally. Who am I to compose poetry, but that Turk inspires me. He comes and says, who are you then? Look without words. What is this talk in the heart? It is a colorless color and a formless form, rising from the essence. Shamas Tabriz is seated as a king. Before him, my verses line up like chosen slaves. Shamas Tabriz caused such illumination of light in Rumi that the poems kept coming and to this day are so filled with enrapture for the beloved, the divine, and his sacred teacher. Rumi stated that he had seen God's face and wrote about this in this next poem. In Sama, God manifests and can be seen more frequently by men of God. They go beyond their own world of existence. Sama brings them out of these other worlds and unites them with the sight of God's face. Due to so many translations and different uses of words from 800 years ago, Sama could be Soma, S-O-M-A, which was a psychedelic mushroom that originated from Siberian shamans that migrated to India and due to the spice roots was traded as a dried mushroom ground into a powder for religious ceremonies. It is documented in the Rig Veda, which is the ancient Hindu scriptures, of how Soma was so revered that it was called a deity due to its ability for one to see the divine within. The Hindu priest class used Soma in their religious ceremonies and talked about their euphoric states of being after ingesting this deity that existed inside this ethnogenic plant. It was a rare honor to be exposed to and drink this sacred brew that was the mixture of the psychedelic dried mushroom powder mixed with milk or water and then served to the initiate. Soma was legal, widely used, and traded to outside of India and would have easily made it to Damascus and Persia. Shamas Tabriz would have been exposed to any number of ethnogenic plant mixtures used in spiritual settings in the spiritual community in Damascus. Shamas Tabriz could have provided Rumi with this mystical experience. This would explain how Rumi, immediately upon meeting Shamas Tabriz, did immersion for 2 months and Rumi's complete transformation into the most loved poet of all times and becomes a mystic. Rumi left his positions of law and religious scholar and only taught mystic esoteric wisdoms to his high-level spiritual students. Rumi changed how he dressed from traditional Islamic attire, from a white turban to a simple grayish turban on his head, and also only wore simple Indian striped garments. There were so many changes in Rumi that the entire community in Konya was stunned at how Shams Tabriz had caused such a quick change in Rumi. Everyone wanted the old, esteemed Rumi back, yet he was forever lovesick for the divine and truly believed Shams Tabriz was God in physical form and therefore his beloved. Rumi spent the rest of his life in absolute devotion to Shams Tabriz. Rumi begged for Shams Tabriz to come back to Konya, which is where Rumi lived. The separation was complete agony for Rumi, hence so many love poems written about the agony of separation from the beloved. This is part of Rumi's spiritual development and caused him to seek communion with the beloved within. After Shams Tabriz had left and went back to live in Damascus, Rumi withdrew from everyone and was so despondent. Many letters were sent to Shams Tabriz from Rumi, and he eventually gave up and settled for this divine union within. Shams Tabriz had taught and shown Rumi his divinity was within. Here is an example of one of Rumi's poems written during this time. O you, light within my heart, come. Goal of all effort and desire, come. You know my life is in your hands. Do not oppress your worshiper, come. From the moment you went away, I was stripped of sweetness, turned to wax. All night long, I burn like a candle, scorched with fire, but deprived of honey. Separated from your beauty, my body lies in ruins, and my soul is a night owl. After much time passed, many letters, and Rumi even went to Damascus asking for Shams Tabriz to return to Konya, where Rumi lived, and offered for him to stay in his home with his family. Shams Tabriz agreed to come back to Konya to be with Rumi again. Rumi, overjoyed, writes this poem. I sleep and wake in love's afflictions. My heart turns on the spit of passion's fire. If you abandon me to best refine me, you are wise, and I'm without you unrefined. This absence would kill me the moment you left, if each day I did not expect to meet you. I repent prayerfully, beseechingly, to my Lord for my sins and shortcomings. Tabriz radiates with my Lord, Faith's son. I weep blood, choke on it for what I've done. Shams Tabriz returns to Konya, and Rumi has Shams move into his home. After some time, once again, Rumi's family and students become so jealous of Shams Tabriz, who was also very devoted to teaching Rumi the esoteric wisdoms. One day, Shams Tabriz's young wife dies mysteriously, and 6 months later, Shams Tabriz dies. It is widely believed that Shams Tabriz was murdered. When Rumi found out, that Shammas Tabriz was gone forever. Rumi felt the agony of Shammas Tabriz's death, and this broke Rumi's heart wide open. And the love poems we have today was at the loss of his beloved teacher and guide. Rumi spent the rest of his life writing poetry and teaching high-level students in only small numbers. If Shammas Tabriz did not walk this earth and come into Rumi's life, we would not have all these magnificent spiritual love poems. Rumi had achieved attainment of union with the divine. Rumi stated this union in the following poem. Anything you seek in the world is not outside of you. Seek what you want within yourself, for it is you. There is no one but God in my cloak. How long will you search the earth and sky? Shammas Tabriz had transformed Rumi completely. From this point on, Rumi immersed himself in meditation and communion with the inner beloved. Rumi knew he still had a role in the world and work to do, which was to teach others on how to live in this world and how to do the inner work required in order to get back home and reach God realization. At this point, Rumi was only interested in disciples who sought God. Rumi taught inner meanings and esoteric mysteries. Rumi understood the unity in everything and surrendered to the divine. Rumi once said to a crowd while giving a sermon, "When you sit in the presence of the special ones of the divine, watch your heart and sit attentively and with sincerity so that you can partake of their eternal good fortune. They are the spies of all hearts." That was Rumi's last sermon. After that, Rumi taught students who only had eyes for God. That was the only requirement, yet he was a good reader of hearts. Rumi believed that there was a separation from God while in physical form, yet understood the illusion of form. As Rumi was dying, he understood how one comes from the light and then returns to the light. He composed these lines. I have become free from my body and free of thought. I am strolling in the utmost state of union. As Rumi's disciples begin to cry, knowing he would be leaving them, Rumi says, "How do you know what a king I have as a companion within?" During Rumi's last weeks on this earth, he shares of how his death will be his wedding night, for it will bring union with the beloved. The last week Rumi was alive, he wrote this poem. The only cure for my pain is dying. So how may I ask him to cure my longing? Last night I dreamed. I saw an old man in the alley of love. he waved to me with his hand, as if to say, "Come to me." Rumi left the physical plane and crossed over the veil on December 17th in the year 1273. Rumi was 66 years old. The Mevlevi order was created from Rumi's teachings and is still active today. Rumi allows us to see this longing from separation from the divine that we feel while in physical form, profound declarations of love, and the ache of a crying heart. Rumi provides us with wisdoms, pain, love, and the euphoric joy of union, which is the path towards home and divinity. One last poem from Rumi I will read to you. It is called "Fly Back." The sky calls out to souls every moment, "For God's sake, come up. How long will you linger on earth like dregs? The sluggish lie on the bottom like dregs. When they are purified, they will rise to the top of the barrel. Stop stirring the mud so the water becomes clarified. Then your dregs will be purified and your pain will be healed. The soul is like a flame, but its smoke can overwhelm its light. If the smoke billow unchecked, no light will shine in the house. Smother the smoke and benefit from the light of your flame. Then both this house and the other will be brightened. If you look into murky water, you will see no moon, no sky. The sun and the moon are hidden when the air darkens. The north wind is blowing and clears the air. The breeze of dawn polishes it. Breathing polishes the heart, blowing sorrow away. If the breath stops for a moment, the mind will die. Alien in this world, the soul longs for the city of no place. Why should the animal-like mind remain grazing here for so long? O pure and noble soul, how long will you travel? You are the king's falcon. Fly back to the sound of his call." I hope you have enjoyed hearing about Maulana Rumi, the Sufi mystic poet.